goodbyes. My eyes are on the gray sky, saying I don't wanna come home tonight. Yeah, and I'm higher up off wood. I don't even remember, but my friend passed out in the override. Oh, I'm from the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the hype. All my boys are with me going up for the night. But who cares? Who cares? 'Cause this is all you. I'm so faded off of all the things that I've taken. And maybe I'm not really drunk, maybe I'm really good at faking. From the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the high. And all my boys are with me going up for the night. But who cares?
Testing.
We're gonna start the show at 1:10. Running a little late today. Some difficulties in the studio. Do some mic tests.
Hello.
Sunday.
All right.
Rally towel.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio of Eastern Pennsylvania. It's the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle speaking. Along is my main host.
DJ Hype Henry DJ in Hype the studio. Henry.
And the carnivorous Connor Thatcher.
Whoa.
We're missing the love doctor. We know you guys love him.
We're also missing Brendan and Max. They've got some business to attend to. And just a nice shout out to DJ Tiny T for being with us last week. That was quite the pleasure. So it's our honor to be broadcasting the weekend of Bacon Fest in Easton right now. Beautiful event. We highly recommend you guys check it out. Also going on in the community this week, we have the charity Penn State versus Lafayette basketball game. That's going on from about right now 1 to 3. Make sure to head over there. Or just tune into our show. So with that being said, we're feeling good. Good weekend vibes. The parties are raging. It's a good time. So I'm gonna head over to my man in the news chopper. Let's see if we can connect with him. Kyle. Hello.
Yeah. All right. So as per usual, traffic is pretty light on this sunny Saturday afternoon. Many people still sleeping in from their late night out. A great time to go pumpkin picking and a great time for fall Instagram pics.
Ooh.
These trees going nuts. So colorful, so beautiful. Many students packed in the library, once again emphasizing the work hard, play hard mentality of Lafayette College. And a great day for tours with, oh my lordy! 40 people! Jeez! These tours are getting huge! It's gonna be huge.
Bring down that acceptance rate, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Alright, back to the studio.
Okay, let's see if we can connect back. Okay, so now we have some weather. Let's see if we can connect all the way from the Kirby Volcano, also donated by the Kirbys. Let's see if we can connect. Oh, do you hear us? Do you hear us, Connor?
Hello? Guys, I'm currently hovering over the archipelago of Guadalajara. Directly off the quad, observing the Kirby Volcano. Yeah, they donated for that too. Guys, it's not looking too good. Oh my god, oh no, it's erupting! We gotta get out of here! Better stay off the quad today, guys, because there's burning hot magma.
Liquid hot magma.
Let's get away from this volcano now. Alright, guys, let's get to the 5-day weather forecast, alright? So, today, partly cloudy. We're going to have a high of 57 and a low of 46. You know, no longer getting these 67 degree temperatures, you guys. You know, it's going to be a little bit of windy. We're going to have a, 5 mile per hour wind, and it's going to get a little humid as we go on. So, Sunday, it's going to be a cloudy day. It's going to be 63, high 60, low 57. We're building up a lot of humidity here, guys. We might get a little bit of rain, but, Monday, it's going to be PM thunderstorms all week. Not really, just for one day. But, the rest of the week, you're really just going to be in the 50s and in the 40s. So, this fall weather is kind of dying out already. We're moving towards winter, but that's all right.
Wait, what's the smell of rubber? I can smell all the way from the studio. Is that your shoes burning from magma?
Oh, my God!
Okay, let's bring it back into the studio. Thank you very much. So, there's a lot of good stuff going on today. Let's talk about a nice PSA we got, because it turns out those are mandatory for a nonprofit station like ours.
All right, so as you all know,
breaking news.
So guys, today we're going to talk about a serious subject and something that all college students should be aware of. So we're going to be talking about the Good Samaritan. That is pronounced Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, what is Good Samaritan, Kyle?
It's in case of an emergency of someone with alcohol poisoning, that. The person will not get in trouble if they call for, as on our college campus, public safety, or it varies from state to state, but actually in Pennsylvania, the person who calls, no matter how intoxicated you are.
Or inebriated,
you will not be in trouble. So don't sacrifice safety for not getting in trouble, because you will not get in trouble.
Yes.
So just call.
Also, don't stick your hands in toasters. So now that we got the legal stuff out of the way, let's talk about a little controversy that's engulfing campus at the moment from Halloween. So, the Monster Mash. So, as you guys know, Halloween was last week, and these flyers are posted around campus causing a ton of controversy. So it says, how to dress respectfully this Halloween. And it says, avoid any questionable or problematic historical figures, including Christopher Columbus. They say cultures are not costumes, so you can't dress in religious garb. And no Native American headdresses, no Gypsy, Middle Eastern, African, Asian, or Mexican-related costumes. And they say gender identity is not a costume. So it says don't dress, don't cross-dress. It says sexuality is not a costume. If you're not gay, do not dress as a gay figure. Mental health is not a costume, as I don't know how someone dresses that as anorexia, but that's kind of odd. And it says anorexia is not an eating disorder. It says it's an eating disorder, not a pun. And don't trivialize other people's hardships. So you can't dress as a hobo, or you can't dress as homelessness, it says here. It says, in big, bold letters, if you have to think twice about your costume, put on something else. So this has caused a lot of controversy in the community, because this was issued by Kaleidoscope, the Social Justice Club on the Hill, and a lot of people think that the language was really misleading, and it leads people to think that this was actually issued by the school, where it was not. So, you know, I obviously have my thoughts about this, but let's go to you two. How do you guys think about this?
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree. You know, I first saw that, I thought that was a message from the school to the students, you know, kind of demanding that, you know, we're too naive and unintelligent to understand what's okay and not okay. But besides that, you know, I don't know. What about someone dressing up like, I don't know, like they really
Columbus.
Love Indian culture and they do it correctly, but they want to dress up as like an Indian. Like, what would be the problem with that?
Native American.
Or someone who wants to like celebrate Egyptian culture and dresses up as someone like a old pharaoh.
Yeah, something even as simple as like a group of guys who want to be a mariachi band. Like,
absolutely.
This disallows that. And right. I think over the past, like last year with all the clown...
killer clowns. Right?
Yeah, killer clowns. That kind of... If anyone's a clown or if anyone's covered their face in a costume, everyone else is completely scared.
Yeah.
Like probably 5 years ago, that would never happen. Like,
yeah.
One of our own, Max Perino.
Mr. Max Perino. Out of the field. Head correspondent.
It's out now. He's the hot dog costume around campus. If you guys know the Snapchat hot dog guy, he has that costume, and he was walking around, and people would be completely freaked out. Like, some people think it was funny, but I don't know why people were freaked out by this. It's just a hot dog.
It is a hot dog.
But from recent, I get just scares of people out in communities.
Yeah. If you're going to a school, if you're going to a school, $73,000 a year school, living on a picturesque campus, it's like straight out of a brochure, and these kids are acting like they're like in some kind of like a war zone, and it seems kind of ridiculous that you can't dress as anything. So this kind of relates to my hometown, Scotch Plains, because recently a Native American figure... He wanted to bring back the Native American Raiderhead mascot. It actually got on Fox News recently. It's a pretty big story because the Social Justice Club at the school called him racist, even though he is like 50% Native American. So how do like it seems like these people want to defend a culture, but when someone who's a representative of the own culture comes around and disagrees with them, they throw all these kind of like blanket terms over him. So it's almost like it's not about respecting the culture. It's about having power over other people. What do you guys think about that?
You know, I agree completely with what you're saying, actually.
Yeah.
Henry.
I mean, it's I don't think this type of stuff should be tolerated, or at least give kind of a counter. Like, it's all about intent. Like, it kind of boggles some of our minds.
So how about we talk about the rebuttal that the Open Debate Club did?
Oh, yes. You want to take that away, Thatch?
Yeah. So, you know, the Open Debate Club, another organization here on campus, put out their own flyers saying pretty much along the lines, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure along the lines of, you know, you guys are college students, you're adults, you know how to dress, like you don't need to be told.
Yeah.
And they were kind of making, not necessarily joke, but they were poking holes through the arguments being made on the... previous flyer like that was posted. Now, you know, obviously it was just a reaction to, you know, what they were saying, but some people still took it out of context and were very upset with the Open Debate Club. So it's a pretty big shame, actually.
That's kind of, it kind of is a shame, because college is a place where you should be able to express your ideas, and to see that some kind of students are trying to thwart that, even though they seem to have the best intentions, it seems like behind all of this is really just kind of a play for power. I want to have power over you. I want to make rules to see what you can and can't do. And it only gets worse at other universities, especially liberal arts colleges. I mean, we're thankful to go to Lafayette, a place where you can still kind of voice your opinion, but it does seem like some people are trying to shut that down.
Yeah, right? I think with all the Halloween stuff, it's really just about what you said, Henry, expressing yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it's Halloween originally, I think, was to be more frightening.
Absolutely.
It went to that. But as you get older, I think, or in the college atmosphere, it's just about really doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you want to take it to that extent.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of constricting it.
Yeah. One final point before we go to break. We got a nice song, Sugar Ray. We got Every Morning. Great song. So when we kind of examine this, we look at the costumes, and we see, you can't dress as gay figures. Like, there were times where, you couldn't dress as gay figures, although that was mostly coming from the other side. So, or, you couldn't cross-dress. You couldn't do all these things. And now it seems activists on the far left are kind of going to extremes to make sure you can't dress as a person who's gay. Being gay is one characteristic of a person. It seems like these kind of political movements are saying, okay, you're this race, you're this country, you're this heritage, and that solely defines you. They don't really care about your opinion, because they expect everyone to agree with you, and they just kind of use diversity, or not diversity, but a different kind of culture as its whole. So when we kind of look at that, it seems kind of surprising, because being gay doesn't define you. If we're looking at David Bowie, I think I should be able to dress as David Bowie.
No, yeah, I agree. I don't know. It's a little too much.
I'm not actually sure if he's gay, but that's just an example.
I think you're thinking of Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. I was Freddie Mercury. Yeah, they're both gay.
I don't know.
But that's just one aspect of their character, and to kind of put them as, oh, that's their, that is their mark on society. They were this, right? That kind of ignores all their music. I just think it's kind of limiting to people, and it's putting people in a box. And when you put someone in a box, it makes it hard to communicate with everyone else. So that's just our kind of opinions. We're welcome to differing opinions.
I can confirm that fact. David Bowie did come out as gay.
Okay, see, there we just have another example. Two people that we would love to dress as for Halloween, but apparently we're not allowed to. So we have some more upbeat topics coming up, but we just thought we'd let you guys know kind of what's going on campus. So as I said before, we're going to play you some Every Morning by Sugar Ray, and we'll see you in a few. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it. Welcome back.
Welcome back to WDRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, the Arab Influence. Take it away, Henry.
So, I've just recently gotten into Curb Your Enthusiasm, these gents over here.
It's a great TV show.
It has kind of a cult following on campus. We just kind of want to talk about its return and a little bit of controversy that it's been facing.
Yeah, so it's, I think it's the ninth season. It had 8 seasons pretty consistently and then took a 2 or 3 year break until this season.
Yep.
So it's, people are just starting to get back into it. And Henry?
Some people are upset about it. They're not happy.
Yeah, so we got Toronto Star saying it's not funny in an era of PC culture. And then, of course, we have The Record saying it loses your enthusiasm or loses lustre in an era of Trump. So we still think it's really funny. And we want to talk about some reasons why, as well as kind of go back at the article. So when we talk about the Toronto Star article, it says because people are more PC now, they don't find it funny, they just find it offensive. But we would argue, kind of going back to the last subject, that there's been a little bit of a revolt, and people are kind of craving this this material. We think it's funnier than ever.
Yeah, so I think I've always loved this show, and even with a transition, like Henry said, to more PC.
All right, so we had some technical difficulties. My mic was not on. Coming back, I think we transitioning into this more PC culture. There's sometimes somehow a sort of more. It's even more funny, just because it's kind of different than everything else.
It's so ridiculous.
So
those of you who have not ever seen the show. Basically, it follows Larry David, who is the co-writer and director for Seinfeld. You probably have heard of that show, at least. And so how it works is, he kind of just goes through about his day and runs through problems and runs into things that due to his quirks and the way he acts just causes him to be put in terrible situations and really uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, and this guy, Larry, he doesn't really... he'll say his word on basically anything. He's not going to hold back. And what he's not holding back on, at least in the more recent episodes, are more, they're very current. And I'm trying to think of an example.
He's staying with the times despite his aging wit. Actually, I'd say the only part that's aging is his body. He's as sharp as ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that being said, we're going to move on to our review of the Lafayette sauna.
Ooh.
Let's just let that seep in for a little bit. That's like a nice sauna.
That feels good.
That is nice and warm.
That's nice.
So, guys, yesterday I was kind of feeling a little under the weather before we went out. I kind of wanted something to, clear the sinuses. So, turns out there's a all-wood dry sauna in Lafayette locker room. So let's kind of describe this little adventure that we took, boys.
Yeah, so after a nice dinner at Upper, we strolled our way down in our bathing suits down to the nice hot dry sauna, 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
Located in the men's locker room.
Yeah, it was a little, I was dripping sweat, but I was feeling good. My pores.
It's a cleanse.
Yeah, all opened up, all cleaned up.
Yeah, so overall, I'd give it a 10 out of 10. I would have liked it if they had some, like lemon water. That would have been nice, little spa action.
Maybe some nice cozy towels.
Yeah, especially for $73,000
a year. Waiting on the way.
That would have been nice.
Maybe a masseuse.
Yeah.
Got to get one of those.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe...
get on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some, what's the guy who does the painting? Jeff... Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross is the roast master.
No,
Central.
What's his name? Who's the painter guy who speaks? Oh, come
I
on.
Know what you mean.
Some soothing. Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. On Bob Ross speaking to me while I'm in there. It's relaxing.
Yeah. That is nice. But yeah, no, so overall, how much room? Like, How do you go about a sauna? Do you want to bring flip-flops or do you want to just wear no shoes?
I say flip-flops is probably the move.
I say wear as little as possible. Like, the more pores you can open up, the better.
True.
Yeah, but and you want to make sure not to touch your face because your pores are open, and you touch your face, you're going to have a breakout.
Oof.
And I like dumping water on me before. Although, it's not like a swimming thing. Like, you don't want to get in a chlorinated pool and have your pores open and get all the chlorine trapped in there. You want to be kind of fresh or at least wash your face off. Ah, that's a nice burn. And you want to stay in there for not longer. Ah, that feels nice. Oh, not longer than 20 minutes. Also, be careful with breathing through your nose because those it kind of burns. Yeah, you might want to moisturize before you go in there. Overall, great experience. I'm going to be going at least once a week. It's clean. It's amazing. It is D1 quality.
Once a day.
I don't know. I don't want to sweat all night.
Make sure you get hydrated. This is very important.
Yeah, you can pass
all
out.
Sauna.
If you pass out, you'll die.
PSA right here.
PSA number dose. Make sure you drink a lot of water before you go to a sauna. Hydration. It's hydrate or dihydrate out there, right, guys?
Yeah, boys. Hey. But yeah, no, that's kind of the vibe. So with that being said, we highly recommend the sauna. Hope you enjoyed this little trip to Sauna Town with us, aka the Kirby Sports Center. It's by the Kirby Volcano. Oh, that is nice. It's lemon water. So we're going to play some Stolen Dance by Milky Chance, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes with some more fire topics. It's been a more kind of relaxed show today, but you know, that's how we're doing it. It's just the three amigos, and once again, you're watching... Just kidding. You're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio of East in Pennsylvania, the Hour of Influence, Hype Henry, the Kyle, and Carnivorous Connor.
And we will be accepting some calls. It seems we have 91 missed calls so far, so sorry about that. But, you know, we gotta get our conversation in. So we'll see you in a few, guys. Thank you.
Dancing on, do the boogie on. To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Hey. 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 Welcome back. Next segment, we're talking about low-budget superhero shows. So, you know, our friend Max is a really big fan of
Flash,
Arrow. All these shows, and this. Also quick shout outs to Bobby Muscles
and more gains.
DJ Tiny T, Giuliano. We got all the homies. We're gonna keep doing shout outs over the next few weeks.
And the Purinos.
Yeah, the Purinos. Shout out to the Purinos. We got about 1,400 listeners right now, so we'll get to all of you, but. It'll take some time. Thank you very much. We also don't know most of you guys, but anyway, let's get into this this John. So, like, what is the deal with all these crappy superhero shows, and why do people like them?
I don't think I'd say they're not crappy. They're just not up to snuff with the very high budget movies like Avengers or Spider-Man, Batman, all them, because. So much money goes into the special effects that these lower budget
on the CW.
Yeah, CW television shows, it kind of makes them look inferior. And it seems like it knocks out most of the people that like these shows are really into
the fandom.
Yeah, they're really into the whole deal with like, I have a few friends that are into the comics, and they like this show. But it's kind of hard to get into the show if you're not a big...
Already immersed in the universe.
Yeah, if you're not already immersed in the
universe. So, overall, we're going to give these shows... I'm feeling a strong 2 to a light 3 out of 10.
I'll give them a 4. I'm a big Flash fan. If I had to pick one of them, but Green Arrow,
It's kind of
pretty bad.
Yeah.
The story is like just so cliche. Like, I mean, it's a superhero.
We're in the golden age of TV. You have Teen Wolf, right? I don't know if that's still on. That was a gem. Game of Thrones. You have Breaking Bad to watch.
With the binge culture.
Yeah. You have House of Cards, although that's canceled because Kevin Spacey is alleged to be a top toucher.
A diddler.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, that's...
That's
very sad. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's sad that he abused these kids. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I think we know who this is. I think we have Max calling in again. Okay. Listen, guys, don't call in. We're just accepting him because he's here. Okay. One second. Let me turn the phone on. Hey, what's it to you? You're gonna have to speak up. We can't hear you, pal.
Listen, this is Max calling back from New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, listen. Do not insult Flash, Arrow, and Legend.
Yeah.
Flash, Arrow, and Legend. Don't get me wrong. The CGI is terrible. But
the writing's terrible, too.
Make the show. No, it's
dialogue
not,
is
man.
Bad, too.
The writing is amazing. The story. Yeah. I mean, last season with The Flash and Savitar, then Arrow with Prometheus.
Wait, but Max.
Great,
Max.
Man.
Would you say you're into the whole culture? Like,
yeah.
Do you read comics?
Are you into the worlds, into
the
different
world.
Worlds?
Now, to be totally honest with you, I do not read the comics. I'm not a big reader myself.
Yeah.
Are you into,
are you a big studier?
I am a big studier, yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
I read
Lafayette.
When I have to. However,
the work hard, play hard mentality.
Lafayette College, there
exactly.
we go. So, we still convince us that it doesn't suck.
So let me convince you why it doesn't suck, and I might bring my brother in for a few points, too. First reason, the stories. Stories are amazing. For example, last season with The Flash, we had his fight against Savitar. Savitar went into the future. Savitar went into the future to try to kill Iris. However, Barry...
Who are these people? Who's Barry? This is a spoiler alert.
Barry is The Flash, and who cares? I don't
What? I'm on season one.
What?
I'm on season one.
You don't even watch The Flash.
Yeah, because it's bad. Yeah, of course. Okay,
reason, the story's an Arrow. Amazing. Legends, amazing. Time travel, the multiverse. It connects to Supergirl, which is like which was a show on a totally other channel.
Well, Max, calm down. All right, so we talked before, and are you more into the superhero culture or just the time travel aspect of the show? Because I remember you talking about that a lot.
It's a little bit of both, honestly. I really like how they do the time travel and the multiverse and how they explain it all. But also the stories and, like, everything that's going on in the shows, the superhero aspect is awesome, too. The metahumans, man, it's crazy.
I'm sorry.
This conversation's kind of dying down.
Okay, well, have fun today, Max. Tell Peter we say hi.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
See you boys tomorrow. Great show, by the way. Awesome.
Thanks. Well. Yeah.
All right. I'll see you boys tomorrow.
See you.
Oh, word.
Good. And bet. Okay,
yeah,
we'll see you later, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Whoa.
Give us a little present there at the end. Okay, so now let's move to this... SAT score stuff. So we got a little clip from CBS News. We're high schoolers, actually we're college kids, but we keep hearing from parents and other kids about the new SAT in extended time. We're gonna give our opinions on it.
Students put their number two pencils to work on a brand new version of the SAT. As DeMarco Morgan reports, the idea was to make it more fair for minorities and students who can't afford test preparation courses.
Nuri Hassan of New Jersey is among the first of high school students taking the new SAT.
It was a little more easier to understand than the old SAT. And the math, there was definitely a lot more data, a lot more tables, graphs.
The new test is aimed at reflecting more of what students are learning inside the classroom with the hopes of creating a level playing field for students who can't afford tutors. Among the changes, it has fewer questions than the current test. It eliminates vocabulary words students rarely use. There's no penalty for guessing answers, and the essay portion is now optional.
This is not rocket science preparing for the SAT.
Lee Weiss is vice president of Kaplan Test Prep.
Why the change now?
Sure. So the College Board has lost ground to ACT over the last few years. The SAT is the second most popular admissions test in the U.S. for college students behind the ACT. So a lot of changes have been made, perhaps to catch up to the ACT.
Hassan told us she prefers the older version. Bob Schaefer with Fair Test, an organization critical of standardized tests, says students taking the new SAT are taking a gamble.
Oh, we heard that all over. From high school counselors, from test prep companies, Nobody wants to buy a product the first day it's out on the market.
So that's an interesting point. The SAT was, I did not enjoy it. I think all of us ended up doing well, obviously, as we got here. But there's a little controversy about extended time. So we have some kids, maybe they're in with the docs, they just get a little note, and then they can take it like for basically unlimited time, and we kind of think that's unfair. How do you feel about that, Thatch?
I believe it's a couple hours extra, but being said, you know, I personally believe, you know, and I think you guys too, is it is warranted for certain things.
Absolutely.
I agree.
It's 100% warranted for certain things, but others... I don't know. It might be, it's a little too easy for some people to abuse the system is what we think.
Yeah, I think there's, the line is drawn with, like some, students who may have ADD, like they'll need the extra time just
Absolutely.
Because of,
focus.
Like that's, yeah, focusing, it's pretty plain and simple.
Yeah.
But something, as simple as like anxiety for test taking, people can get extra time for that. Like, I'm pretty sure most people have anxiety on tests they take. That's a pretty common thing.
And just to clarify, we're saying not, like, medically
diagnosed.
Like, we're saying not severe anxiety, because we were all pretty nervous the first time we took it. You know, maybe this is one of the reasons the ACT is kind of losing ground. Like, I remember taking, like, a practice test a week. It was miserable being a junior and all this pressure. So, it's the most important academic year of your life, and then you also have to spend tons of time also as a senior, because most people take it as seniors. So you got to do your applications, you got to get your grades up, and then you also have to study for this test, which a lot of times is related to stuff you're not learning in the classroom. So it's just hard, because you have kids, a Kentucky course in English might be different than one in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So it just seems that, like, the tests aren't really testing what you need. And I was surprised to hear the ACT is the most common, because at least in the Northeast, it seems that the SAT still is, but it's been losing ground.
I think
so. No, like it seems. Like I'm just saying from my experience.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's definitely been switching though. Like it's definitely been gaining momentum. And a lot of people say the new SAT is just a copy of the ACT, but the whole point of having two tests is that, like, they're different. So if they're just a copy, why not go for the ACT? Because that's something that's proven. You know what I
think,
mean?
Yeah, in the end, from the clip, they talked about how all the stuff they're changing and making it easier because it's hard to access a tutor. Most people just take the test right away, who do well, or they'll do practice tests, which you can access for free, or with a book that has, like, I got a book, I think it had 8 practice tests. It was $50 or something.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty small investment, considering it's a...
You get 1,000 scholarships.
Yeah, going into college.
Definitely. Especially at an institution like
Yeah, in the end, I think doing all the changes, which is affecting the people who are studying for it, I think they should just try and keep it pretty much the same, because everyone's taking it, so it's equal.
Definitely, definitely. And do you think the thing about, like, tutoring, because, like, if someone takes their own initiative, goes on Khan Academy, takes all the tests, it's just like, but you can get tutored for anything, so... I just think no matter what they do, tutoring is always going to help students, but it might be harder, but if you take that initiative, it kind of does even out the playing field. Maybe they should offer more free test-taking material.
Yeah.
It just seems like I don't know one person that had a positive experience taking the ACT or the SAT. Everyone thought it was a waste of time and, like, way too high pressure. So, I mean, that's just kind of our thoughts. We're going to take a quick break. A nice PNB rock, Selfish, recently saw us in concert live. Great song, interesting venue to say the least. So we'll see you guys soon.
I went too hard on myself. You don't need nobody else. I went too hard on myself, I swear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm selfish. I went too hard on myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I went too hard on myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need.
myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else. I want you all to myself. Now that I got you here, girl, I ain't gonna play with you. Because it's a lot of things that I wanna say to you. Girl, you know you the sh. Balenciaga's on your kicks. Nips all on your d, but we ain't gon' trip. Cause I'm not ready for no commitments. But I swear I hate seeing you with them. And I know you ain't trying to control me. And I know you tired of being lonely. I can't help how I feel. I'm just keeping it real. They can't hear you, girl, because I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want you all to myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else. I want you all to myself. Shawty, I'm selfish, can't help it. You know I get stuck when you come around. And them be sick cause we be on some shit. Yeah, they know I'm gonna hold you down. Pull up in the whip, tell you how I been with your friends. We gon' go to my crib, have myself cook us up a dinner. Girl, you know you woulda, woulda winner. I ain't nothing like these lanes, I swear. Name a place I can take you there. I'll do anything to make you laugh. And you can have anything, just ask. But just know that I'm selfish. And I swear I can't help it. But it's all for you, yeah, it's all for you. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish, yeah. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want you all to myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else. I want you all to myself.
So good.
Once again, wow. You're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I am DJ Hype Henry. This is the Hour of Influence with my co-host this week, the co-head DJ, DJ The Kyle, and of course, Connor, DJ Thatcher. So as you can hear in the background, we have some like nice bacon sizzling up in the studio. But if you guys want some bacon, feel free to sizzle on over too.
To down to Easton, Larry Holmes Street for the Bacon Fest.
The PA Bacon Fest. Yeah,
today and tomorrow from 10 to 6. I heard it's very nice. I haven't been yet, yeah. But I'll be there tomorrow. Henry, Connor, and I will be down there for some
pictures. Fan meetup, yeah. At 2 o'clock?
Yeah, somewhere around then. You can take pics with us.
Yeah. Autographs.
Autographs, yeah. The whole shebang.
T-shirt giveaway. Like we got the whole shebang. So it's a great time to meet others in the community. Very safe event. Bacon-flavored everything. It's just the best. And we know bacon was a big trend a few years ago. But, you know, it's still pretty delicious. Now, there might be some gross stuff. I saw a bacon smoothie once that kind of grossed me out. But, I mean, it is what it is, right? But, I mean, speaking of bacon, do you know what you grill with? A grill. Okay. And we're running into a little bit of trouble with the authorities here. Not like that, but we're trying to get a grill. You want to explain this?
George Foreman.
No, yeah, Weber.
Weber? Oh.
Yeah, my little surprise purchase.
Yeah, Henry has made a purchase of a Weber charcoal grill.
An investment.
very
lucrative.
Long-term lucrative investment. And he thinks he's a little upset how he can't just be on the quad on a nice sunny evening grilling up some burgers or sizzling up some juicy bacon.
Yeah, no, it's kind of ridiculous. As I said, we are adults. We are in college. You know, I can't think of another place. I mean, you can grill in Central Park, right? Maybe.
Yeah. I think they have those grills there. You just bring
your charcoal. Yeah, yeah. So what is the deal, Lafayette? Why can't I grill? It's good to relieve tension, relieve stress. It's like a sauna, but with food.
It's a good social activity.
Yeah,
as well.
Good social. And of course, we all have lawn chairs, so it'll be a little vibe. We got the speakers going from WJRH. Like, it's,
you know, if a tour walked by that, all the kids would want to come here.
Yeah, no, it's pretty ridiculous. But you know, we don't have that much left to say. We're gonna let you guys off really soon, but we're gonna send you off on a nice one of our favorite songs. It's The Way Life Goes by Lil Uzi Vert, of course. Classic. I think he was just in Philly last week. And it's us signing out. This is
the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle, Hype Henry, and Carnivorous Connor in the studio. Sorry, our other hosts are not in here.
Roger, we'll be back next week, everyone.
Yeah, this is 104.9 FM WJRH of Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
And that's a wrap. We'll see you next week.
She talked to your homie, she said we should be together. Gabby Brand was so insane that I made her my header. If she ever call my phone, you know I gotta dead her. But I like that girl so much, I wish I never met her.
Hello.